Donald C. Mann is President and CEO of White Mann Consulting Incorporated, and he's joining us on WDIS Newsline to talk about the power of slogans. In particular, answer the question, can slogans affect our thinking? Hello, how are you, sir?
Hey, good morning, Dan. How are you doing this morning?
Good. I know some slogans have become part of the American culture, but does that really affect our thinking?
Absolutely, it does. What a slogan is a short encapsulation of a greater thought that allows us to immediately link up with that slogan so it then can help us decide what we're going to do next.
What do you think the most effective slogan in American history?
Wow, that's the one that I, when you asked that question, the first one I thought right away was Patrick Henry, give me liberty or give me death.
Mm-hmm. You don't even think of that as a slogan, but it is, isn't it?
Yes. It's a slogan, and it portrays an attitude, and of course it's a much shorter statement of a whole lot of other things that are deeper and greater.
It certainly is one that virtually every person in America knows, and any good patriot supports. That the key to a slogan, keep it short, keep it something that'll...
Well, the way that our subconscious mind works is that as events occur in life, whatever is written on our subconscious mind or our heart comes up usually in short statements or summaries that help direct what our next actions are going to be. So, yes, while you can have slogans or affirmations that are long, what your mind will do is pick out the short part that fits your situation for your next actions. So what you're going to hear in your brain is going to be a short statement.
Thinking about politics, and the first one that came to mind is, I like Ike.
There you go.
It was very successful for him.
That's a great example of one. Of course, the purpose of politicians is to find a slogan or affirmation or statement that connects with the people, and then they start keep pounding that in again and again. They need to do it months in advance because affirmations and slogans don't change your thinking right away. And so, but when you get to the election booth, that's where it all counts for them.
Other effective political slogans. I'm not coming up with anything. I know one that didn't really work was "Where's the beef" for Senator Mondale when he ran, well, Vice President Mondale when he ran against Ronald Reagan. What about in the world of commercial advertising?
Oh, in commercial advertising, they're all over the place. Matter of fact, that's the essence of advertising, is to find a short statement in the ad that then links up to the other supporting information. So you can have it your way. Just do it are good examples of slogans that encapsulate a lot more. The advertisements explain some of the a lot more, but they get you to summarize that just very quickly.
How effective is advertising?
Advertising is very effective when it's done with constant repetition. It works with two different ways. One is that on the normal advertising program, it takes 18 months of repetition before someone begins to trust the message that is being delivered to them. Now, you can shorten that time with celebrity endorsements, and what you're really doing is building on the trust of the celebrity with whatever it is they're talking about. So you see a lot of advertising programs run less than 18 months in their celebrity endorsements. But some of the most famous ones had long-time endorsements of celebrities to keep the product going or whatever it is. But the human brain, just by constant repetition, unless you fight against it or come up with opposite-type statements, it will eventually work on you, and you'll eventually see acceptance in that product or service that's being offered with the constant repetition.
Last week, I heard something that surprised me. Someone had done a study on advertising on Facebook. And they claim that the advertisers are getting almost no business from being on Facebook. Why does advertising doesn't work and some does?
Well, again, advertising takes minimally 18 months, depending on the amount of repetition that you see, and it depends on the cachet or the feeling about the advertisement. So you're not going to see, when you talk about an advertisement, it doesn't matter whether it's working on Facebook or your local newspaper. If you're a business, your advertising is not going to translate a whole lot in 3, 4, 6 months, because it isn't enough time for the human brain to assimilate and start building trust around that name.
They do have to be patient.
You have to do patient. It's a long-term process for that. What I've discovered is for example, part of what I've done in my life is to go into businesses and turn them around, to go from a losing proposition to make them successful. And part of the way that I do it is to find out how the operation works, what they're doing, what slogans or statements can I make that will help further them into the right direction to allow them to proceed forward, and then create the work environment for a positive attitude. That's a little bit different than an advertisement. That way, within a company, of course, I get to do it 8 hours a day, 5 days a week. But advertising has to do it whenever they catch you.
These days, we are exposed to so many messages because of the internet and the 24-hour news cycle on cable and all the other media out there. Do you think there's a point where there's overload and we just shut off to all advertising messages because we're exposed to too many of them?
Well, the human brain is a fabulously wonderful creative thing. The scientists have estimated the capacity of the human brain for information based on our current living style today is 10,000 years. So in terms of the mental capacity of your subconscious and your conscious brain to handle information, we're not even coming close to its capacity. But what does link it together is of course, say in the world of advertising, they change over time. And so, of course, those changes may get different messages. But in essence, if you think about it, walking through the forest on a nice spring day, you're bombarded with information of all kinds that you learn to look at and accept, and your brain can handle very easily. So, yes, there's really no limit to the amount of information your brain can handle, and there's no limit to what you can process relative to your environment.
Sometimes we're picking up information without even knowing it, aren't we? We're not consciously aware of the fact that we're hearing something or seeing it, that it does make an impact on us.
Absolutely. You know, the whole concept of subliminal has to do with that. Our body is a receiver of information 24/7. We're actually receiving information when we're asleep, when we're awake. We're receiving it from our environment, whether we're aware of it or not. So you have a choice as an individual. You can accept what's in your environment, or you can change your environment. So what ideas or information has come into you? That's how you build success, you know, in anything. Like, that's what happens to a locker room with a team. You know, the team is losing at the beginning of the game. They come into the locker room. The coach stirs them up, gets them thinking about what they can do, how to think positive, get their mind off the problem, get onto what's success, and in the process, gets the team to turn around.
Interesting. We're almost out of time. I thank you very much for coming on and talking with us about this. This is an interesting topic and one that will be discussed a lot more, I think, as we get closer to the election because of the use of political advertising.
Oh, yes, absolutely. What I do want to make available to all of our listeners today is that I have a list of top 10 affirmations available for free. Just contact me at 1-800-903-6625. That's 1-800-903-6625. Or for the mnemonic, it's 1-800-90-DONALD. And I'll be glad to send you, for anybody who contacts me, a set of top 10 affirmations that help get them to start making decisions over what kind of affirmations they're going to live by and move more for success in any part of their life.
Great. Well, thank you very much. Before you go, give the phone number one more time.
The phone number is 1-800-903-6625, or for the mnemonic, it's 1-800-90-DONALD.
It was a pleasure talking with you. Thanks again.
Oh, Dan, thank you very much. Have a wonderful day. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.